This is News Team correspondent Andrew Vasco, and I am joined in the studio today with the founders of the Catfly Film Festival.
Woo!
Hi!
Hello!
Yay!
Do y'all
want to
introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure.
Sure. I'm Brittany. I'm the festival director of Catfly Film Fest, and I'm here with my two co-founders.
Hey, what's up? I'm Madeline Richardson. I'm the creative director of Catfly.
Hey, and I'm Kat Witek. I'm the marketing director of Catfly.
Great. Well, we had y'all in last year for your inaugural fest, and this is the second year you're doing it. For the listeners who aren't aware of what Catfly is, do you want to give a quick explanation of what y'all do?
Yeah, we're a film festival for local up-and-coming indie film artists from the Southeast region. We're really trying to be a platform that supports up-and-coming filmmakers, film artists of all kinds. It's very inclusive. It includes filmmakers, producers, actors, you know, everything down to the last PA. We're really trying to support the little guy, you know, people who haven't gotten their foot in the door yet in the film industry.
Yeah, we keep our submission prices really low for that exact reason, so it's super inclusive. And then we love just bringing the community together. We're indie filmmakers ourselves, so that's definitely where the idea stemmed from, giving a platform to people like us and people that we are a part of in the community. A place to screen their work.
Part of our mission for Catfly is fostering community and collaboration with other filmmakers of the region and just making it so everyone can get to meet each other and pool our resources and make some really great content.
And how many films are you screening this year?
29 films.
29 short films.
Yeah, that's important. Hoping to open it up to feature films one day, but this is the second year we've been doing this, so we just need to grow and get bigger and bigger, and we hope to include feature films one day, but right now it's short films are a little easier to program, and because they're short, we can have so many more filmmakers in each evening. You know, Catfly is three nights of about 2 hours of programming, so there's only so many films that we could include in that. It would either be three feature films or, you know, a bunch, 29 short films, so...
And can you talk a little bit about what people can expect from each night? Because each night kind of has a theme, is that correct?
Yeah. So, I can talk about opening night. So opening night is Friday, April 6th, 7 p.m. at the Masonic Temple. Beautiful space. We're so excited to be there. It's going to be red carpet, so we'll be dressed a little fancy. You can dress a little fancy if you want. It's going to be a really fun time. There's going to be complimentary hors d'oeuvres, complimentary refreshments of different kinds. So the films that we're primarily showing on opening night are really strong narrative short films of multiple genres.
We're going to be having Saturday night at the Mothlight, which is traditionally a music venue, but we feel it matches the tone of the films we'll be showing. It'll be primarily experimental films, more loose narratives, music videos, and things that just match the aesthetic of the venue, some darker films, and that'll be April 7th.
Yeah, and then our last night, closing night, is going to be April 8th at the Grail Movie House, which is a venue that's pretty well known in the community as being like one of the indie places to show films. A lot of student films are shown there. A lot of indie filmmakers show their work there. It's a very intimate space. It's got, you know, really comfy lounge chairs and whatnot. And so we thought that was a perfect place to have a lot of films, primarily documentaries, on Sunday night. Yeah, so Sunday night's theme is going to be films that showcase the environment in which the films were made. So, for example, if you came to a really interesting location, you know, and were inspired to make a film based around this location or around this particular environment, or maybe it's a country that you went to, you know, if that particular place inspired you to create a story and put it in film, then that's what Sunday night is all about. It's also our night with the fewest films, but the films with the longest runtime. So that's going to be closer in format to feature film screening, I think, because a lot of the films are like 20, 30 minutes.
And you also have some workshops going on, too, I believe. Can you talk a little bit about those?
So we have an awesome workshop going on Saturday during the festival, April 7th, at the Blocked Off Biltmore. It's going to be led by Kira Bursky and Robert Gowan, and they are creative partners. Kira is an amazing filmmaker from Asheville, and Robert's actually based out of Greenville, South Carolina, and he scores her films. And so they're going to talk about their process as well as music videos. So it's basically, the workshop is all about connecting the music and film communities together. So we really want to bring out some local musicians and local filmmakers so they can learn about the process of collaborating and really bringing those two communities together, because it's so amazing to have an original score on a film, and there's so many musicians looking to collaborate and so many filmmakers looking to collaborate. So it's really creating that space for that creativity to just emerge and for people to meet each other. And yeah, and the block is amazing, so it's going to be a really great time.
And then on Sunday, we're going to be having a workshop with a guest speaker named MJ Slide. She is out of Greenville, South Carolina as well. She's going to be talking about her first feature film she ever made, and it's going to be part kind of an anecdotes of her time on set, a production crash course, and it's going to feature a screening of the film. Our Sunday workshop will be at the Asheville School of Film on South French Broad.
And you also have a raffle going on every night of the festival. Can you talk a little bit about what one could win from this raffle?
Oh, yeah. This raffle is going to be awesome this year. We've got a lot of really awesome sponsors, including the Actors Center, the Asheville Studios, and the Asheville School of Film. All three of them have contributed the majority of our raffle items. So the Actors Center is, if you don't know, they are an acting school based in Black Mountain. And they have contributed a 30-minute audition, a one-hour audition, and a one-hour coaching session with their head teacher, Kevin Patrick Murphy. If you're not an actor or if you don't know, auditioning can get really expensive. You know, even if you're doing like a two-minute commercial audition, you know, you still have to pay studio time for that 30 minutes or for that hour. So that's a really valuable raffle item to have.
We have some awesome raffle items from local artists as well. Fox and Fur is run by actually our coworker at Asheville Screen Printing. Fox and Fur is a clothing brand that supports eco nonprofits, and she's donating a package of t-shirts, stickers that we're going to raffle off on Sunday, which is going to be amazing, at the Grail. So it'll kind of tie in with the films that are showcasing our environment. So her designs are amazing, and we're really excited to show off her brand and raffle off a little gift basket that she created.
We're also going to be raffling off a couple of goodies from the Asheville studio. One of their prizes is a 10-hour day in their studio. There's also 50% off up to a $500 value of rental gear. So if you're a filmmaker, that's a huge
saving. Yeah, that is an awesome deal. Wow.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I'm incredible. Jealous that
and
I
they
can't
just
keep that.
Yeah.
I can do that for myself.
And they have, like, top-of-the-line equipment, the Asheville studio.
Yeah.
They have a green screen studio. They have all different kinds of cameras and lighting and sound equipment, like anything that you could possibly imagine or need for filmmaking. They probably have it, you know.
Yeah.
So that's a really, really good deal.
And then also the Asheville School of Film, who is one of our oldest sponsors and amazing collaborator, and they're so supportive of us. We love the Asheville School of Film.
Yay!
They are raffling off some classes that you guys can check out, and the classes there are amazing, and it's going to be a really great deal. So, very excited.
So, this being your second year, what are a few things you've learned from your first year that you've improved on in this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think the majority of our growth and improvement has been in our organization and our structure. And I feel like that's kind of something that I've been very interested in doing and doing more of as part of CatFly. And basically what that means is putting in place the proper structures that allow us to stay organized and stay on top of things. Because the first time you do a film festival, like, you have no idea what you're doing. Honestly, you have no idea what you're doing. But, you know, we did it, and it was awesome, and people loved it. And we're like, okay, we got to keep doing this, you know? So we have to make this better and better and more legit. So, I mean, since last year, we've joined Film Freeway, which is an industry standard platform in which filmmakers and film festivals can connect. It's basically filmmakers and festivals can have profiles on there, and it just enables digital submissions, essentially.
So
you can, as a filmmaker, you can upload your film to Film Freeway and then submit with literally the click of a button to a bunch of different film festivals. And it's all free, you know? It's free to sign up for a profile for as a filmmaker or as a film festival. So that just helped us to stay organized in terms of our submissions. And then recently we've signed up with another platform, a ticketing platform called Vendini, which mm-hmm. is sort of it's a CRM, it's email and social media marketing, it's ticketing,
so
it's a lot of different things all in one. It's just going to help to keep everything really streamlined. So in the past couple months, we've been really working to get that up and running. So hopefully people will bear with us as these changes come and we kind of roll with the punches as we're learning all this stuff new for the first time. We are a very young film festival, but we're just delighted and thrilled by the amount of support that we've gotten from the community.
Yeah, and just to add on to that, something else that we've been working on is really expanding our personal team. And
yeah.
So that has really just been amazing because it really shows how much the community is supporting us and supporting creative collaboration, and not just the film scene, but just writers, photographers, people who are really willing to come out and be part of the Catfly team. It's really shown, and so our personal team has grown, and it's just really exciting because we're able to also delegate a little more and then creatively getting some other artists to help out and, you know, put their take on the Catfly brand. And we have some projection art that's going to be happening, which is super exciting and really just amazing how many people are so excited about Catfly. It's just really amazing.
Yeah, I mean, specific team members, shout out to our friends Ryan Duvall, who has helped us a lot with organizing mm-hmm. our sponsors, Laura Hackett, who has done a lot of writing for us, Ted Kendrick, who's going to help us figure out the grants situation now that we are a nonprofit.
Thomas Goddard for making our awesome promo video.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah. And Hamish Horton, who's doing some awesome animation for us.
And Charlotte Taylor, who is with the Mechanical Eye Microcinema, who allowed us to umbrella our nonprofit under theirs. She's been amazingly, amazingly helpful.
Oh, we love all of you.
And including our event staff, our volunteers who help out at the events themselves, we could not do it without them.
Yeah.
You know, we have our year-round volunteers who help us with day-to-day operations, but even those volunteers who just show up on the day of the event and help in any small way, like whether it's setting up chairs or, you know, directing people where to go or handing out hors d'oeuvres, like all that stuff helps so, so much. If anyone's interested in getting involved in Catfly, then volunteering would be a great way to start.
It's been great this year having more time to plan. So last year we decided we were going to do our April festival in January. We accepted submissions via email. Like, it was pretty incredible how amazingly it came together. But having that extra time to plan this time is just mm-hmm. going to make it even better.
Mm-hmm. Are there any plans to do things beyond an annual event?
Definitely,
oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yes.
We have so many ideas, you guys.
Too many ideas.
All the
so
ideas.
Many.
Yeah. We are. Oh, yeah. Well, after the first annual Catfly event that ever happened, we did Catfly Halloween last Friday the 13th, which was just a one-night event.
It was in October.
It was in October, yeah. Super amazing turnout. It was a costume party. It was at Upcountry in West Asheville, and we sold out again, which was so incredible. Just like
inspiring.
The community come out like this is seriously so inspiring. And yeah, all short films, all filmmakers from the Southeast, but focused on horror and strange films that kind of got weirder and weirder as the night went on. And it was really fun. And we had a beer for us as well. So that was super cool for the
yeah,
event.
A special Randall. I didn't know this was even possible before collaborating with Upcountry on this, but apparently there's a way to infuse a flavor in a beer. It's not the same thing as brewing a whole new beer, but it's like, I'm not exactly
like
sure how it works.
And
but
you like put the physical item into into the Randall, and then the beer like passes through it and it infuses the flavor.
What Brittany said.
I'm not a brewer, so that may not be exactly perfect, but it was a really cool process.
It was awesome.
Yeah. And folks voted on what flavor they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So we had that interactive element to it because we love getting the audience involved and the attendees involved.
We're definitely planning on doing Catfly Halloween again next October, but then we also have some things in the works for the summer as well.
Do we want to talk about that?
We can't say too much yet, but we have a name, the Summer Series. It's not going to be three continuous nights like the festival, but it's going to be spread out throughout the summer, smaller events, and with lots of really cool programming.
Yeah, almost one event per month featuring different artists, it's going to be more collaborative in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
We're bringing in some different kinds of hosts.
Well, we're going to have a day that is specifically geared about live scoring, because again, we want to incorporate musicians more into our film community, because it's just a match made in heaven, truly. So we have an artist in residence from Kookaloras coming down from Canada, who is going to live score some films, and she's going to host a workshop to talk about how a person would go about doing that if they're a musician, and there's going to be some really cool loops involved in the workshop. And then we're going to do a screening where it's going to feature some Wilmington-based films that she's going to live score with a flute.
Yeah, she's an awesome flute player. Her name is Rosalind McPhail, by the way. And we actually met her at the Asheville Female Filmmakers Group meeting, which happens every first Wednesday of the month. If there's anybody out there who's interested in attending...
Female filmmakers.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, they're out. Katie Damian is in charge of organizing it. And we have our meetings at the Fine Arts Theater. So if you're a female filmmaker out there, that's a really cool thing.
Yeah, female filmmakers as well as gender minorities.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming in and talking. For our listeners, how can they find out more information about the festival?
Definitely check out our website, catflyfilmfest.com. There's all the information that you need to know on there. Go to the website.
You can also check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Please like us.
Yeah, that's cat as in meow, and fly as in buzz, and Catfly Film Fest, just so that's clear, because sometimes people don't really hear it correctly, and that's okay, but yeah, I just want to clarify that.
Well, thank you again so much.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Don't bother us.